one thing helping the stock market. Oil prices are down today around $113 a barrel, but Americans' anxiety over the high cost of gas goes on. So does the debate over what to do next.
Joining in this week, the Rockefeller family, or many members of it, the heirs to the great fortune of the American oil industry and the company that became ExxonMobil, well, they want some changes. For instance, all this focus on petroleum.
That will continue to be an important part of Exxon's activities for some time into the future, but there are other changes needed.
Neva Rockefeller Goodwin, an economist and professor at Tufts University in Boston, she speaks for the family group, and they want the company to think green.
They say the managers now are too oil-influenced. They want shareholders at the coming annual meeting to redirect ExxonMobil, arguably the most successful company in the world.
The CEO should go on running things, Neva says, but he should no longer be chairman of the board.
So it's only appropriate to use a very good board far more effectively than they have been able to act in the past, to use their creativity, their knowledge of things outside of Exxon, to think about where Exxon should be going.
So why is the first family of oil calling for these changes?
There's some pretty scary things in the future. And we look around the world and we ask ourselves what we can do that can help make our own children's lives good lives like ours and help the people around the world who also need that. We worry about corporations which don't seem to get it. And we have a particular reason to be concerned about this particular corporation because we're so closely allied with it. It's a major contributor to the income of our family.
But, you know, any group of ExxonMobil shareholders, and there are other groups of ExxonMobil shareholders who propose the kinds of things that you're proposing, and they do it responsibly and well, and you are as well. But you are doing this as a family and a family named Rockefeller. Why are you doing it?
Because to some extent we feel a responsibility. It's, you know, that's not perfectly logical. The company was founded by my great-grandfather. I'm not responsible for everything he did, fortunately. But we feel close to it. We care about it. And we have a tradition of caring about environmental issues. And we have a tradition about thinking long range. We hope that this reputation is good enough to encourage other people to vote for the resolutions on the separation of chair and CEO, and also a number of resolutions urging Exxon to pay more attention to a number of climate-related issues in the ballots for ExxonMobil this May.
Let me cite a posting to a website that the Wall Street Journal runs to keep up with market conditions. Here it is, someone commenting on an article on this. And the comment is, ExxonMobil is probably the best managed company in the world. My dividends easily pay my fuel bills. If there are ungrateful heirs that don't like it, sell the stock.
Well, that's the Wall Street walk, isn't it? We believe Exxon is building on past decisions which are still working today, which, if pursued with blindfolds on as to the changing circumstances, are not likely to work tomorrow.
Neva Rockefeller Goodwin speaking on behalf of many members of the Rockefeller family who want changes in the management at ExxonMobil to, in their view, make the company better able to deal with an alternative energy future. Neva, thank you.
Thank you.